When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Cheese Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rago. Today's show, I'll be talking Packers sports and life with my guest, Cowboy Reg. Cowboys fan, if you can't tell by looking at his gear and his background in his house there. But before I get to my guest, I'd like to give a shout out to Oak Network for giving me the opportunity to express my opinions. And since the last time we have spoke with Cowboy Reg, the Ohana Packers Twitter page has gained some followers, and I think Cowboy Reg is one of them. Once we need 132 more, and then we'll be giving away a Jair Alexander autographed 8x10 picture. So once they hit 523, I checked like 10 minutes ago, and they're like at 391 or something like that. So we're getting there.
Yeah, and I would add that if I win that, that could be the only Green Bay Packers memorabilia in my man cave. So I promise you, if I win, that's going on the wall. That would make an interesting backdrop for my podcast.
Could you picture that? You doing a podcast in a Cheese Life sweatshirt and a Jair Alexander 8x10 picture.
Yeah. I don't know about the sweatshirt, but I'll take the picture.
It just says Cheese Life.
Oh, I'm down with that. I love the Cheese Life.
So, since we talked last, there's been something called the NFL draft. What are your thoughts on the Cowboys draft picks? Well,
it was needed. We had a very quiet offseason, re-signed some of our own guys, you know, picked up one major guy in free agency, and that's about it. So, that draft was needed, and we went into it. You know, I think the Cowboys felt like they needed to fill those holes of a couple players that left in free agency. And, you know, I'm happy with the draft. I know a lot of people are screaming about the running back situation. You know, I know kind of what the plan is there, and I'm okay with it because we beefed up on offensive linemen. And, you know, I think that's been a thing for Green Bay for years. You beef up that offensive line, you put some studs on the defensive line, and then all of a sudden these positional players look great. And sometimes they look better than they actually are. If there's a hole there, you run through it, and all of a sudden you're a superstar. So, you know, we beefed up that offensive line pretty heavy in the draft, and I'm pleased with that.
What do you think of – now, did Zeke – did he sign with the Cowboys?
Yeah, we got Zeke back. It's funny. I had to share a highlight clip from my pod And it was in March that I stated that Zeke would be back, and we kind of laughed, and everybody laughed about it, and people call me crazy. But see, what the Cowboys have done in the offseason is operated on very, very little salary cap room. You know, they're right up there at the top. They don't have a lot of money under the cap. The money they do have, they need to re-sign, you know, players that are superstars that are going to want to get paid. So, you know, we're operating on a tight budget. Well, as I mentioned on my pod, the name at the top of the list for free agent running backs the last 2 weeks has been Zeke. He's the top available running back. If that was any other name, everybody would be freaking out. The Cowboys got so-and-so. They got Zeke. And, oh, they got Zeke back. Zeke's washed. Zeke's still good. You know, but he's not going to be the RB1. Rico's back. Rico Dowdle is, you know, he was number two last year next to Tony Pollard, but he actually had a higher average and more touchdown receptions. He's a little bit more of a back that can run out of the backfield and catch balls. And, sure. You know, I think between Rico and Zeke, you know, there's some other guys there. I could go down the list. I don't know if you want to save that for later, but those two in particular, I think we're in good hands. You know, hey, Zeke's not going to get 25 carries a game. If he does, we're in trouble. That's not where he's at anymore. But
and he has a veteran presence too. He can help. Yeah, he can help the young ones.
He's your AJ Dillon is what he is. He's your AJ Dillon. It's third and one. It's fourth and goal, and you're inside the two. That's the ball, or that's the situation that Tony Pollard could not punch it through, and that's a big reason why Zeke's back. I think he adds that element to the offense that we did not have last year.
Do you think they're going to keep CD Lamb in-house for his career, or do you think they're going to try to get him back or let him go?
No, I mean, they news this week is they signed him to his fifth-year option. He's coming up into his fourth year, so that's 2 years with him now. But having said that, he's way too good to sit there for 2 years. He's going to want his money now. That's one of the reasons why they didn't go out and spend a lot in free agency. You got him, CD, wanting money. You got Micah Parsons wanting his money. And you got to take care of those two guys. That's your, you know, arguably that's your offense and your defense right there. So that's why they're not spending a lot of money in free agency. It's not, you know, you read online, oh, Jerry's cheap and Jerry's trying to make more money. And hey, Jerry's got so much money, he couldn't count it if he tried. It's right. A salary cap, guys. There's a salary cap in the NFL. It's not a new thing.
Do you think they'll be able to hang on to Dak?
I don't know if they want to, you know. I don't know if they want to. That's the lingering question, is what they're going to do with Dak. I mean, extending him makes sense to free up more money for these other guys to sign. But, you know, you can't just keep going into those playoffs and going home early, as we all saw this year. We talked about last time we got together. Packers handed it to him. That's not the first time that's happened under Dak Prescott. I don't put all the blame on him. I'll be fine if they extend him. I'll be fine if they move on and they start fresh. I mean, hey, you know, if we go back to 8-8, you know, which is 8-9 now with the extra game, a few years to develop a quarterback, it's not the end of the world, you know. But, I mean, Dak doesn't deserve to be ran out of town.
No, definitely not.
If he's asking for the highest paid quarterback in the league, you know, I can't accept that as a fan, because you haven't played like the highest paid quarterback in the league. So
right, yeah. I mean, he did come back from a gruesome injury. I remember watching that game when that happened. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that I don't know if he's ever going to come back from that. But he,
I mean, you're not going to find a bigger fan of the man than me. I'm a huge fan, but I also understand the team first mentality. I've been around a while. I'm an older guy, and you know. There's life before and there's life after your current team, your current roster. And at some point that comes to an end. So we'll see. We know one thing is Dak Prescott will be the quarterback, you know, this year, game one, opening night. It's going to be Dak, and we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah. Like what you said about, you know, there's life before and after. It's like, well, we went from Favre. Everyone that loved Favre didn't want to see him go. They didn't like Aaron Rodgers, and all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers is, you know, gone, and people are pissed because he's gone. But now they see what Love can do, and like we're all like, okay, well now we got Jordan Love, you know, back to back. to back.
Yep. Feel the love. I mean, if you give Rodgers everything he wants and, you know, whatever he's asking for and you keep him there, Jordan Love would be on another team right now. And yep. You'd be watching him light it up and you'd be like, man, we could have had that kid.
You know? So that's one thing I didn't want. That's one thing I was saying when we were unsure of when Aaron was still a Packer. I was like, well, if they keep him around too much longer, Jordan Love is going to be like, okay, screw this, I'm out of here. And then we got to draft somebody else again. And by the time we draft somebody else, Aaron's gone.
Yep.
You know, for whatever little he did, you know, whatever he taught Jordan Love, we wouldn't have had that same in the lot. I mean, it just would have been terrible.
Yeah. I mean, and it benefits some other team, you know?
Yeah.
So I love what you guys did there. You know, sitting a quarterback behind another quarterback. And, you know, I think I mentioned this last time we talked. I mean, that may be what the Cowboys are thinking with Trey Lance, just sitting behind Dak. And, you know,
and they got somebody there who's been there for the process. They got Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was there for the season. You know, he's been in Green Bay. He knows, you know, the way they think. So I'm sure he brought some of that knowledge over with him, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know what's going to happen to McCarthy. I mean, he's on his last year too. I mean, this has went from all in to the last dance. It escalated quickly, folks. We're Cowboys are in the last dance. Now, it could be a good dance or it could be a bad dance, but it's probably going to be the last dance as far as McCarthy and Dak, you know, unless they go win that, the big one. I don't think those guys are going to be back, but it's going to be fun.
You look at the weapons that McCarthy has now compared to his last few years when he was in Green Bay. I mean, Dak and Aaron Rodgers, and then you have CeeDee Lamb. I mean, who would you compare to CeeDee Lamb? Devontae?
Yeah, I mean, he had 1,700 yards last year, CeeDee did. I mean, Devontae's not putting up those kind of numbers anymore. So,
no.
You know, obviously, I'm biased, but I'm not trading. If any team, 32 teams, the other 31 teams call, we're going to give you our best receiver for CeeDee Lamb, I'm hanging up the phone. There's nobody I'd rather have right now. And I'm not saying he's the greatest of all time. Don't get crazy. But right now in the league, who are you taking? The guy, he put up 1,700 yards, man.
He's
a good game away from 2,000 yards. That's insane. That's crazy.
Especially with how many flags you're throwing nowadays.
Yeah, right?
You know,
yeah, McCarthy's got that offensive mind and I think he does a good job. I mean, they put up points, but you know, the defense obviously giving up 48, actually 42 because one was a pick six. You can't give up 42 points in the playoffs and expect to win. So I don't put that blame on McCarthy and Dak, but I think the organization will move on if they don't get a little bit further than they got last year. I would say NFC Championship or bust, or those two guys are gone. That's my opinion.
Yeah. You hate to see like a former coach go through that, you know, with McCarthy being in Green Bay and everything, but kind of like the same thing when he was in Green Bay, when he had a brain fart, and it stunk.
He usually has those when it's time to throw a challenge flag. And he's like, do I? And then we watch the replay where we're clearly not going to win the challenge. And then he throws it. Or we watch a replay. Oh, we would have won that challenge. They're already running the next play. Mike, what
impulsive.
Are you doing over there, buddy?
Impulsive. There goes the flag.
Yeah. I mean, or the other thing he could be doing is relying on someone else on the other side of the headphones and, you know, waiting and waiting, and then it's too late. Sometimes you just got to make the call. I don't see Andy Reid, you know, waiting around for somebody else to make a decision. I see a guy like Andy Reid, and he's the boss. I mean, I don't know if anybody in that organization, including the owner, has more pull than Andy Reid.
Right.
So that's the kind of coach you want. A decisive, make the decision, stick with it. And he's usually right. You know, Andy's usually right when he does that.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. He knows everything.
Yeah, he does.
From the Green Bay tree.
There you go. And, hey, and he's a former Eagles coach. So anytime I see a former Eagles coach winning Super Bowl rings on another team, that's my guy right there.
And a different division too.
Yeah, I love it.
In the AFC.
Oh yeah, we don't want him winning any over here in the NFC East or the NFC.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
See it all. Keep him out of the NFC.
Right. So, yeah, I see you guys did get some, what, one, two, three offensive tackles?
One's a guard. You know, we went at
Cooper
first. Yeah. The first thing I want to talk about as far as the Cowboys draft was the trade with Detroit. So the Cowboys are picking 24th, and that clock is ticking, ticking, ticking. The pick is in. Here we go. I stood up. I looked at the TV. The pick is in. Here we go. It's probably going to be Tyler Guyton. That's been their guy they've targeted the whole time. I'm waiting to see if it's him. Is it going to be JPJ? Is it going to be another offensive tackle or a center? You know, and all of a sudden, the Cowboys have traded their pick to Detroit. The crowd goes freaking nuts because we're in Detroit. And I'm going, okay, are we picking tonight? You know, they just moved right into the next pick. Like, tell us what's going on. So I'm on the internet going crazy. We moved down to 24 to 29. And the Detroit Lions, God bless them, and they did Green Bay a favor. They gave us their third-round pick in addition to the 29th pick where they just picked Tyler Guyton anyways, the guy we wanted. So right. We got the guy we wanted. We got a third-round pick, Detroit's third-round pick. Good news for you again. You don't have to worry about them bringing a guy in third round. They gave up their pick. So we got two picks for the price of one, got the guy we wanted, not the guy I personally wanted, but the guy the Cowboys wanted. I thought we would get JPJ, the center out of Oregon, yep. But they take that third pick from Detroit and they picked up Cooper Beebe. And Cooper Beebe is a monster guard out of Kansas State. And he just has to learn to snap the ball, which all interior offensive lineman can do. If you're listed as an interior offensive lineman, that means you can play guard, you can play center. You're on the interior. You're not playing tackle, but you're playing guard or center. So, you know, we got a lot of critics out there. They should have picked a center in that third round pick. Why'd they go get Cooper Beebe? Cooper Beebe's a monster.
Yeah.
He was my favorite pick of the draft. I thought that's where they hit the home run there. The other picks were necessity picks, and you're filling holes, and you're taking the best guy available in that, you know, in that hole that you need filled. So I was okay, you know, of average or above average grades on most of those picks, but Cooper Beebe, that pick right there was an A. So I'm going to bring up some stats on him as we move on, and then I'll circle back around. The one thing I did want to tell you about their number one pick, Tyler Guyton, six. Let's get him over here. He's 6'7", 328, so that'll work. He's going to be replacing Tyron Smith, who left and went to the Jets. And Tyron Smith, as everybody knows, probably a future Hall of Famer. So we pick up this guy, Tyler Guyton, out of Oklahoma. And the one thing that sold me that I did not know is he was recruited, and he went as a redshirt freshman to TCU. Okay?
Okay.
Now remember, 6'8". Where did I say 6'7", 328? 6'7", 328, recruited to TCU. Fullback. He was a fullback who also played tight end. So you've got an athlete there.
He wants contact.
You got an athlete. So if the guy can catch balls and run down the field, if the guy can take a handoff and run down the field, and all of a sudden now he's playing offensive line, I backed up on my criticism and said, you know, I know that's a stupid little tidbit of information that he was recruited.
That could come in play when, you know, you're on the goal line and you put them extra lineman report and eligible.
Yeah, now you've got to call Detroit and figure out how to make yourself eligible, because they seem to struggle with that. So if that happens, you know, we got to call Dan Campbell and see if he has any advice on how Tyler Guyton can report.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you guys feeling about your draft? Tell me a little bit about the pack, or I'm sure you've discussed it in length on your pod, but just give me a little.
I'm happy.
Yeah. You're good with it. Now, I mean, you hear everybody going in that you guys needed a safety, but you didn't pick a safety first.
We got multiple safeties.
You got some bad. Okay. Okay.
So our first pick was Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle out of Arizona.
Yeah. Big guy. That's the one I meant. Like, now, see, for me personally, that's a great pick.
He has size. Always, he's huge.
Always build the offensive line. But the Packers fans, and I got a lot of Packers fans friends and a lot of followers and people that I follow that are Packers fan. I'm a Packer friendly guy. You know that. They're all calling for a safety. First round safety. Kool-Aid. We're getting Kool-Aid.
I want a Kool-Aid just because of his name.
Yeah, there it is. Kool-Aid. Yeah, he's cool. But that's not Kool-Aid you got, but you made the right call. And that's why I put, you know, I've been picking Green Bay to win that division next year. And everybody wanted, oh, Detroit this, Detroit that. And, oh, look how Chicago's improving. Y'all forget about who was the hottest team in the playoffs last year before, you know, and I still think they should have beat San Francisco. Green Bay was on fire. I got them winning the division this year.
Yeah, well, we had, even like in the highlight video, people are all about that kid out of UCLA, that Lyrutu, or that was your safety.
Yeah.
Then they showed a video of Jordan Morgan pancaking him, like this beat, you know?
Yeah.
So we have a good guy. He's young. He can be trained, you know, and he's protecting Jordan's backside. He's potentially taking Bakhtiari's spot.
Yeah, so
I mean, it was a very, very important pick in my eyes to get that offensive line, you know, set.
Yeah, I think it was the right thing to do, and anytime you keep building those big boys up front, and you got a new running back in town, and Josh Jacobs, and I'm sure he appreciated that pick.
Yeah, I've been saying for years, like, I like defenses that are fast on all three, four levels, you know, the line, linebacker, safety, corners. And when you get Edger and Cooper, you get Javon Bullard, even like Tyron Hopper, Evan Williams, you know, Oladapo, they're all, I mean, that's, with switching to the 4-3, we're going to need that rotation in the linebacker spot. And Cooper and Bolt, I mean, they're dogs. Like, literally, I'm super excited to see these guys. I mean, they're super stoked to be in Green Bay. They had video and pictures of them arriving the rookie minicamp, and they're just super stoked to even be, you know, walking in Lambeau in the locker room and getting their gear and trying their stuff on. And we did get Jacob Monk center.
Yeah. Travis. I mean, you guys got a real center there, and I guess Dallas is going to, you know, teach a guard to play center. Now, we did that last year, two games. Tyler Biotis out of Wisconsin.
Yep.
He was injured two games last year. And TJ Bass, who is an interior offensive lineman, kind of a second string guy. He was an undrafted free agent. He played two games at center. They had zero fumbled exchanges, no issues at all. You wouldn't even have noticed that they had changed. And a lot of people forget that and criticizing them for not taking a center, but I mean, a guard can play center. You get a true center like you guys did, you don't have to worry about training them. You can get right to the running the offense, so that's an advantage too. You could do it either way is fine. I did want to mention I'm wearing my 94 jersey today, and this is the first time in over 5 years I've put that 94 jersey on.
DeMarcus Ware
and Charles Haley were 94. Yep. But the Cowboys' second pick this year, Marshawn Kneeland, is taken 94. They've given him 94. He's a defensive tackle, defensive end, edge rusher. He moves around a lot out of Western Michigan. You know, a little bit of a smaller program, but he was a standout beast. He had really high draft grades. He was a freak of nature at the combine. So they went and got him. you know. So I'm going to have faith in number 94 again. So I'm going to put this 94 jersey on for good luck and hope Marshawn can bring back some of that magic from DeMarcus Ware. That was a good call, Brian. You can do it right. DeMarcus Ware, 94.
I'm shocked that number is not retired yet in the Cowboys.
The Cowboys don't retire numbers. They don't retire numbers.
I don't see why.
They just don't do it.
They must have thought they're going to have too many great players at each number.
You just stole my thunder, brother. I was going to say, we just got too many greats. You know, if we retire everybody, it'd be 0-0-0-0-0-0. You know, we just got to start making up numbers.
Well, nine would still be open, though.
But there is kind of a little kind of a hidden retirement. You don't see number 8. You don't see number 22. You don't see number 12. You don't see Roger Staubach. So, I mean, I think guys are probably a little leery about taking one of those numbers. The Cowboys do an interesting thing with number 88 and also number 94 is they kind of award it to someone who they feel can fill that role of the great receivers. You know, CD got 88 and seems to work. Dez was 88. You know, they've done it over and over again. Michael Irvin was 88. So, you know, you see that they have a tradition there. So it's kind of cool that they don't retire it. They honor it instead. But we haven't, you know, unless Aikman wanted to switch to 12, but apparently he didn't. We haven't had anybody to fill Roger Staubach's shoes. I don't see Dak becoming number 12. So nothing personal, Dak, but you're not Roger Staubach.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's circle back around to my buddy here, Cooper BB. Again, I think this is interesting for your Lions fan base. This was Detroit's pick. So, and in round 3, they pick up Cooper BB, offensive line out of Kansas State. He's unanimous All-American. First team All-American, unanimous All-American in 23, first team All-American 22, two-time Big 12 Offensive Lineman Player of the Year, 22 and 23, three-time first team All-Big 12, 21, 22, 23. He had a 9.49 grade as an offensive lineman on a scale of 1 to 10, pre-draft grade. He's 6'4", 335. So I don't know how you're going through that guy. But that's a big boy, big corn-fed boy out of Kansas.
Yeah.
So I want to personally thank Lions on the behalf of the Dallas Cowboys and my friends at Green Bay for giving up your third-round pick.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to celebrate somewhere because this offseason's been rough for us, brother. It has been rough. So if I can celebrate on behalf of the Detroit Lions mishap, I'm going to do it, and I think my Packers friends will join me.
Did you ever see that video I posted of Zeke working out?
Oh yeah. 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 I mean, the thing about Zeke is he's just taking a lot of hits. I mean, he's 28, you know.
Yeah, he's still young.
Yeah. I mean, you look at Saquon Barkley's 27. So, you know, I got people on Twitter, Eagles fans, you got that old man Zeke. You got that old man Zeke. You guys are a joke. He's 1 year older than the running back you just spent a gazillion dollars on.
Yeah, look at Aaron Jones. He's 29.
So, but, you know, Zeke's taking a lot of hits, man. He came in the NFL at 20, and the Cowboys just fed him, you know, got the nickname, Feed Me. Yeah. And that first year, they just fed him until the wheels fell off. But, you know, it's hard to tell from last year at New England. Was Zeke bad or was New England bad? And I think most people agree New England was not good.
You know? Well, when you take back Jones and mess up his career and get rid of him, you know, that's
– yeah. I don't know what they expected Zeke to do over there. But, hey, we got Zeke on the cheap, man. He's coming in at a $3 million max salary. That's with his incentives, $2 million if he doesn't meet incentives. So $2 million to pick up a veteran running back. Put him in the running back room, you know, his presence in the locker room at all. He's a team leader. He's Dak's buddy. You know, he's played under McCarthy. He's played under, you know, most of the coaches there. And most of the teammates there. He's only been gone a year. The one thing that we missed about Zeke was definitely not his yards per carry, but his ability to pass protect.
Right.
He's smart. He knows what's coming at him. He reads the defense and he picks up, you know, rushers coming at Dak, where that's something that we had to teach to Rico Dowdle is how to pass protect. That wasn't his strength. So that was and not just Rico, you know, the other running backs in the room and Pollard last year, they just did not pick up the blitzes and they didn't know. I mean, I think you saw that in the playoff game. You had Green Bay sending some blitzes that weren't being picked up. And I think Zeke will pick up those blitzes. So passing situations, he can go, you know, third and 14, you put Zeke back there as an extra pass protector. Fourth and one, you put Zeke in and give him the ball. Anything other than that, I think you're going to see a combination of Rico. And I'm not sure that they did pick up a guy in free agency, Freeman. And he was a backup. Gosh, I'm tongue twisted right now. I don't think he came out of Tampa, but for some reason that comes to my mind. Yeah, he had a nice yards per carry average, but he only had like 77 carries last year. So he's going to be in the mix. It's a running back by committee. And I mean, I think that can work. I really do. I think I would rather have this 6'4", 335 pick out of Kansas than spending all my money on, you know, Saquon Barkley or somebody coming in. And, you know, is he going to stay healthy? And, you know, how much money is that going to cost me on the salary cap? You know, Barkley's been injured. I'm not here to pick on Barkley. Sorry, buddy. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he doesn't finish seasons. So,
right.
You know, running back by committee means one guy gets hurt, you're still rolling. Two guys get hurt, you're still rolling, you know. So I think it's a safe bet, and I'm not going to, you know, I wanted them to take a running back, but I also understand that each time the Cowboys came up to pick, there was a better positional player they needed than there was a running back. By the time they got around to where they would get a running back, fifth or sixth round, do you really want a fifth or sixth round running back being your RB1 next year, a rookie? And I think they decided at that point, let's just bring Zeke back and running back by committee and get another big boy and put him up front. Like I said earlier, you open up the hole, these guys are athletes. They're going to run through it, man, you know. So I'm not too concerned with that running back, not drafting a running back yet. It's kind of a wait and see thing.
Right. I like how you talk about the running back by committee, because we went from Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon to offseason. For about an hour, we thought we were going to have Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
Right.
No Dillon. And then within that hour, it went from Josh Jacobs and nobody else. And then it goes, A.J. Dillon came back. But then we drafted Marshawn Lloyd out of USC. And watching him and him, the way he's built in his film, holy crap. I would hate to be a defense going against the Packers running backs. They can pack a punch.
Yeah, that's a power rush game, and I, you know, I think Dallas is kind of going that way too. And I don't see a real, you know, Deuce Vaughn. You know, I'm sure you've seen this guy. He's like 5'4", literally.
Wasn't he? He was running back in the college playoffs, right?
He was Kansas State. He wasn't TCU.
Kansas State.
So it's funny because Cooper Beebe, that they drafted it, talking about it, they played together. But Deuce is he's dynamic. He's fast. He's shifty. And if he gets in the open field, he can make, you know, people miss. However, he's 5'4". And what he found out, what he did in the preseason last year was spectacular. But what we find out in the regular season is, you know, these 340-pound defensive tackles, they just stick one arm out and Deuce falls down. So
yeah,
I think that's one of the other reasons why they went out and got Zeke back, is I think Deuce is moving down. But yeah, running back by committee is going to be interesting. The game's changing, man. The NFL's changing. You could see it in the draft. Nobody's even looking at a running back in the first round. And, you know, 10 years ago and, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it's the first three or four picks of the draft are running backs, unless there was a quarterback there that stood head and shoulders above everyone else. Everyone's going out and getting those running backs. So times have changed. It really has. So I guess offensive line is more of a priority there, and I'm okay with that, you know, because we did go out and get some good luck.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So yeah, happy with that.
Last time we talked, I told you that I was happy with Sean Clifford as a backup. But then I was watching these videos on Michael Pratt, QB out of Tulane. Move over, Sean Clifford. Bring in Michael. Yeah.
There you go.
This guy is dynamic. He has an arm. He has perfect, like, awesome accuracy. He has wheels. He's kind of a taller quarterback.
Yeah.
Look. Like a good, like he'd be a good backup. Like,
yeah. What round was that? Did you?
He's our 10th pick, so it was later. Yeah, he's, 7th.
That's an easy pick. I mean, you pick him, and if he turns out to be spectacular, and then you hit a home run. If he doesn't, you know, what are you getting that late anyways? And that low of the draft, you know, you're not usually getting, you know, Aaron Rodgers or somebody like that, right? So that's a safe bet. The Cowboys pulled something like that off in the 6th round. They picked up Ryan Flourney, who is a wide receiver out of Southeast Missouri State. So, strange thing. I guess they're just going to throw him in there in the preseason to see what he can do. The one thing I liked about him, you know, they give those grades, and he had the highest grade. He was over 97%, 97th percentile in dropped passes, meaning the guy just doesn't drop the ball. If you throw it his way, he catches it. So, hey, he's hanging around in the 6th round. Nobody wanted him because he went to a small school, and they jumped on him as a, you know, hey, let's see what we got. If it doesn't work out, send him packing. You know, he's a 6th round pick. So that's the same thing with your quarterback there. I like those kind of picks. Sometimes they pan out.
Sometimes I was going to tell you too. You remember Alex McGough? You see what the Packers are doing with him?
No.
They're converting him to a wide receiver.
There you go. Yeah, you get some athletes.
Former two-time USFL MVP.
Yeah.
Receiver.
I love it. And, you know, the weird thing is this year we're going to have a different kickoff. And you start, you know, you heard that, Pittsburgh might use Justin Fields to return kicks. What the heck's that all about? You got this new kickoff where, you know, the guys can't run, I believe.
The ball's caught.
Yeah, they can't run till the ball's caught. So you want to get some people back there now that can make some moves rather than just a pure speed guy. So, you know, there was those rumors floating around this week that Justin Fields is going to return kicks for Pittsburgh. But I guess someone in the organization backed off of that and said, look, you know, we're still having a quarterback competition first. You know, Fields and Russell, we're going to figure that out. And then we'll talk about that. So, it sounded like there might have been some truth to it, but it was more like if he's not the starter, we might have him do some different things. Steelers used to do that with Cordell Stewart.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just going to say Cordell Stewart.
Yeah.
Flash. So
it wouldn't shock me if they did. But, yeah, this new kick return thing is going to be interesting because from what I'm reading, you may not want to use your normal kick returner. You're gonna probably use – a real, you know how these guys don't play special teams, you know, you might want Josh Jacobs back there.
Keyshawn Nixon.
Yeah. You might want somebody who's shifty and can make some moves because it's not the same as it used to be. You know,
I would with speed moves, if I were the Packers, we re-signed Keyshawn Nixon, who was all pro returner. Then we have Emmanuel Wilson too. He's fast.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way to go, though. I mean, they're going to be experimenting. The preseason is going to be fun this year. This is the first time in a long time I'm looking forward to the preseason. I want to see how they handle these kickoffs. For a personal reason, as a Cowboys fan, I want to see what Trey Lance can do. So I'm excited about that in the preseason.
Right.
They declined the fifth-year option on him. So that was an interesting take. They declined the fifth year, so you're not completely committing to the guy, but everybody in the building knows this Trey Lance is starting in those preseason games. So we're going to find out, can he adapt to the Cowboys system? Did he get a bad rap in San Francisco, or is he just not a good football player? And
right.
By declining that fifth-year option, they're able to buy themselves some time to find out. So
yep.
The preseason games, normally, you know, you say they don't count, we don't care. This year I'm going into it like, man, I'm going to watch these preseason games, figure out what Trey Lance can do. We got all these, you know, Cooper Beebe and, you know, all these other rookie picks that are filling holes. You know, Marshawn Nealon and Tyler Guyton, you know, those guys are going to be playing in the preseason. So I'm excited about that. See what they can do. See what Trey Lance can do. I don't even know if the preseason schedule is out yet. But
yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's coming in, man. You know, the offseason goes pretty fast. It seems like we just got walloped in your playoff game by y'all. And all of a sudden, here we are at the draft. And next thing after the draft, well, here we go. Preseason, training camp, all that's getting ready to start up. So,
yep. Well, the rookies are in this last week.
Yeah. Rookies are in their mini camp. And things are rolling. Football will be back before you know it.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. Do you think Diggs be ready by the first game this year?
Yeah. Diggs is reportedly 100%.
Good.
The good news on Diggs, the ACL injury, was it happened in training camp. So he never, you know, we're coming up on a year now, and it's 9 months to a year is what we normally see is where guys can come back. So he's expected to be 100%. You know, there's always that, what's going to happen when there's contact and all that. We'll find out. But Diggs on one side, Bland on the other. We're feeling all right. You know, don't believe the hype on Twitter. Okay. The core is back. I think the Cowboys will be in the mix. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to be in the mix. Hey, Vegas doesn't lie, right? Vegas loses a lot of money if they do things the wrong way. And Vegas has Dallas at 10.5 games.
Yeah. So,
you know, Vegas is saying, I'm going to shave a game off them. Last year they won 12. This year we're going around 11. So that's fine with me. That puts them right back in the same position they were last year. So, you know, you hear people, you got any friends that are Eagles fans, just say the Cowboys are going 0-17 because they let their entire team go. Well, it's just simply not true. And Vegas didn't get that memo. So all those Eagles fans, you need to get down to Vegas and put your life savings on that 10.5 because that's easy money, right?
Sure, right.
I have no problem with that.
And, what do they and have all the record that?
And all the Bears fans out there saying, you know, they're about to win this division, you know, hey, go put some money on the Bears winning division if you're a Bears fan. You think they're going to win the division? Go put some money on it. Take a picture of the ticket, post it online so we can see it, and then I'll say, okay, you actually believe that. There's no way they actually believe that at this point.
They downgraded getting Caleb Williams, so.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
That's my thought. You knew that from the first time we chatted that. I'm not a fan of Caleb Williams, and they've messed up getting rid of Justin Fields.
Yep, 100% agree. I mean, my thing about Caleb, it goes back to when he's playing my Notre Dame Irish, and he writes FND on his fingernails, you know, and then everybody's, well, you know, don't judge a guy because he paints his fingernails. I don't. But when he paints F my team on his fingernails, I'm going to judge him. That's not a Heisman trophy winning, you know, scholar athlete that goes and does something like that, that disrespects his opponent. And of course, when that came out, that was the year before when they beat Notre Dame in USC. This year they went to Notre Dame and he played his statistically worst performance of his career, 3 interceptions and 1 touchdown, and Notre Dame beat him by 3 scores. So what comes around goes around. So I hope he's not painting F Green Bay on his fingernails when you guys see him, because it might be the last game he plays.
You go back and look at his Twitter history. He's a Packer fan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you know the Packer Packer guy, Matt Ramage? You ever hear of him?
I have heard that name. I'm not sure.
Look him up. I think he has a shirt that came out that has the tweet.
Yeah.
It's actually the tweet that Caleb Williams did. My shirt, Cornholio.
Yeah. I love
it. It has a picture of the tweet that he said, something like, go Packers or something like that. But yeah, he's a Packers fan. He was.
That's great. That's great. You see stuff like that, and it's funny. Sometimes you see people playing for their favorite team, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But you also see people, Dallas Goedert, the tight end in Philly.
Yep.
Entire family, diehard Cowboys fans. Oh, his boy. Name is Dallas.
Yeah.
He got drafted in Philly. Now he's 100% Eagle. I mean, there's no doubt in this man's heart. Dallas Goedert, he's a baller. He's a great tight end. Nothing bad to say about him. But it is funny how that works out. You could be your favorite team, and all of a sudden you're playing on their rival. So, but it's business, right? Somebody's going to pay you a few million dollars. I'll put on a different jersey right now if you're going to give me a few million. I'll put on an Eagles jersey right now. This thing will come right off real quick.
Well, aren't you wearing one underneath that?
No. I'm wearing the Cowboys Against the World right here.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's how I'm feeling after this free agency. It's Cowboys against the world. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't want it any other way. Every time we get hyped up, every time we're supposed to be the team to beat, we take a major hit and it's a big flop. So I'm loving this. They're going to be 0-17. Their whole team's gone. Dak sucks. They can't win a game. Yep. You're right, guys. You're right. 100%. Yep.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we'll see what happens. I think they always play a little bit better, and I think a lot of teams do, right? I mean, when Green Bay, nobody expected them last year, right?
I mean, you say the same thing. Everyone's like, oh, they're rebuilding. They suck. Yeah. They have nobody, you know. And
nobody.
Here, yep, you love it. Quarterback's first full year threw 35 touchdowns, and, you know.
I love it. Yeah, that's
the way he brought his team along. I mean, probably being a top 5-10 for MVP last year. Yeah. You know,
he's probably, you know, I'm not a gambler, by the way. I always look at sports odds because I'm a fan, you know, but it would be interesting to see what the odds are on Jordan Love being MVP next year, because I bet you he's at least in the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe top 5. I don't know. But, you know, he's come from, like you said, people saying they're going to suck, to, hey, this guy might be the league MVP next year.
Yeah, you know? They suck. They got to get rid of the coach, and all of a sudden, boom, 12's gone, and coach ain't the problem, and Love doesn't suck.
There you go. Life is good in Green Bay, baby.
How many TDs do you think he'll throw next year? Dak, that is. Dak.
Oh, TDs. I thought you said TVs. Like, you know, when we lose the playoff game and you see the fan on the –
Oh, that too.
I think for Dallas to have success, that we need to see him throw less, and we're going to CD, we're going to need to get CD back down about, you know, 1,400 yards like a normal human being, and, you know, use the tight end more, use the running game, like I said, running back by committee, follow these big draft picks you got and start pounding the ball. So I would see he's going to throw less touchdowns, but he'll throw less interceptions as well if they go with that strategy. And I think they will. I think Mike McCarthy wants to play that style of ball. But last year, you know, Tony Pollard, I love you, brother, but he was coming off an ACL injury, and the running game just never clicked. I mean,
right.
Tony, he didn't share carries much. I mean, Rico Dowdle got – you know, maybe 5-10% of the carries, and Pollard only had 1,004 yards. And, you know, if you're not sharing carries and you're not running back by committee and you're the lone guy, you should have a hell of a lot more than 1,004 yards in 17 games. So one of the reasons why he's in Tennessee. So my answer is he did not throw a lot of interceptions last year anyways. He actually cleaned that up a lot. So until the playoffs. But it'll be under 10, under 10 interceptions. If the over and under is 10, I'm going under. Unless you go to make the over under 5, then I'll.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know about that, but
no. What do you think about touchdowns?
Well, what did he have last year? Remind me, 38, something like that.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a lot. So, I mean, shoot, I don't know, man, you know, 35 touchdowns and 9 interceptions and run the ball more. And I'm happy, you know,
no injuries,
unless we see something in preseason that tells us Trey Lance is good. I'm not hoping Dak gets injured, but I'm saying unless we see something like that, we need Dak under center all 17 games. You know, this is the last dance, so he can't sit out. He's got to be on the dance floor.
So if it's the last dance, who's playing who's playing Jordan in this role?
Well, no, I don't mean that kind of last dance.
Okay.
I mean when you're in high school and you got your girlfriend and you got her to go out to dinner with you and you go out to the football game and then you go to the homecoming dance or whatever, and they say last dance, that's it. This is it. This is the last dance. So you got one opportunity here to get things right or they're gonna blow that team up. You know, and I think you're going to see between now and week one, you're going to see CD get signed. You're going to see Micah Parsons get signed. And Dak, I used to say he's going to get signed to an extension. I think there's just me personally, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think it's less than 50% chance that they're going to sign him. I think they are literally going to play him out on this last year. It's a do or die year. And maybe that's a good thing, you know. The one year that they franchise tagged him and they didn't want to sign him, he had a stellar year. So maybe they're looking for that again. You know, you see that a lot, unfortunately, with these pro athletes. If they're playing for a contract, they either sit out and want more money, or they play better. You know, but he's not sitting out. He's not sitting out. We know that. He's making $54-55 million this year. So he's not going to sit out.
That's a lot of money.
Well, what they did is they backloaded his, I think with 160 over 4 years, and they just backloaded all that money into the last year because you figure, well, we get to the last year, we'll just extend him again. Well, after what happened in Green Bay, they're like, oh, I may not extend him yet. Let's see what we can do on this, you know. And that's part of the reason why they weren't active in free agency is, you're paying $55 million for one position, and it's hard to find a lot of room to sign other guys when you do that.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be doing Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And CD. Yeah. And
I mean, you talk Micah Parsons, people are saying he may want, if his agent is smart, he may want to be the highest paid defensive player of all time. And I don't want that to happen, obviously, but I don't know how
you are going to cripple a franchise.
Yeah, I mean, highest paid defender of all time. We're not talking highest paid quarterback of all time. It's not quite that much, but
right.
It is an interesting scenario. You know, at what point do you say enough is enough, and you let a guy walk? But you know, can you afford to do that? So, you know, everybody's quick, and I mean, I'm not here. I'm not a Jerry Jones apologist. I'm not here to defend Jerry. But everybody's quick to blame Jerry. But you tell me how you would handle a guy like Micah Parsons when he comes to you and says, I want to be the highest paid player in the league. What do you say?
He's a generational talent.
So what do you say? You know, I cannot bring in Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley because I have to save this money for Micah Parsons, for CD Lamb. Are you willing to give up Micah Parsons to sign Derrick Henry when he's, you know, declining?
No, because you could put Cooper Beebe at running back. Derrick Henry.
Tyler Guyton, who was recruited to be a running back. That guy, 6'7", 328. Give him the ball. Yeah. but But yeah, it's a complicated business, man. It's easy to sit back as a fan and, you know, blame the ownership, blame the coaches and all that. And
there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that we, you know, if we were so good at, you know, being, you know, we're good at talking and what we would do, but, you know, you don't know what's really going on behind the scenes, you know.
The real funny thing is a good example of that is the mock drafts. How many mock drafts did you do or seen done on the Packers, and how many were even close to actually what happened?
I don't know. The crazy thing is I was offered a lot of trades in my mock drafts, like draft picks. And I mean, I would have had like 30 draft picks.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. It's not – the mock draft thing is fun, but it's not realistic because, you know, right out of the chute for us, all of a sudden, you're not picking at 24. Now you're picking at 29, and now you got Detroit's pick. You're like, all right, throw the mock draft out the window, right?
The one pick that did come – to light for Green Bay was Edgerrin Cooper.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Linebacker, right?
The
linebacker.
Yeah. Is it A&M?
Yeah. And I think, you know, he definitely was on the Cowboys board, but the Cowboys decided to continue to go with them offensive linemen, you know, until later on. Well, it was their second pick in the third round. So their fourth pick, they got their linebacker out of Notre Dame. Obviously I'm happy about that.
Right.
So, you know, we got this big Hawaiian guy out of Hawaii that came to Notre Dame and played linebacker, and he was outstanding as a mid-range coverage guy out of the backfield. And I think that's where we really got burned in Green Bay, was you guys running across the field and throwing some mid-range passes, and they're just gone. They're just gone.
That one pass to Musgrave. There was nobody within like a 20 yard radius of him at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Leafau is his last name. Maurice Leafau out of Notre Dame, linebacker. Big guy, big linebacker, big body, covers guys well out of the backfield. He's not a big run stopper statistically, but he's got the body to be. So I think Notre Dame didn't use him that way. Maybe Dallas will. But yeah, Micah Parsons said on his podcast, he had Jordan Love as a guest, and he said, Jordan, what happened in the playoff game? How'd you guys run up the score on us? And he said, well, you had safeties playing linebacker, and our game plan was to expose that. So I think the Cowboys answered the bell on that and went and got a free agent linebacker, Eric Kendricks. They brought him in. He's a Pro Bowler. That was their one big free agent signing. And then a third round pick, you get a linebacker out of Notre Dame. That's a nice player. So thanks to Green Bay for exposing that hole. And hopefully, I think McCarthy took note and he got in somebody's ear and he said, let's draft a couple guys to prevent that from happening next year. So
sure.
Well, draft one and pick up one in free agency. So
right. Yeah.
And my biggest concern with the Cowboys is depth at this point. You've replaced some guys that left, but when you just replace guys and you don't bring in additional guys in that position, you're losing some depth. So if the injury bug hits us in a couple different areas, you know, it appears right now offensive line is a one area that we do have some depth thanks to this draft, but linebacker core, we didn't have the depth last year. Just like Jordan Love said, we had safeties up there playing linebacker by the end of the year. So that's concerning. The depth there, the depth at running back, even though it's a running back by committee, there's a couple big names at the top, and then it drops off, and it's unknown guys. So just hoping that, you know, the bye week falls at the right spot and the guys could stay healthy this year. The one good news I got this week, the schedule isn't completely out yet, but you're starting to see NFL, you know, they're a money-making machine. We'll tell you who's playing this game, and we'll tell you who's playing that game. But we're not releasing the whole schedule yet. But what I did find out is out of the 17 games this year, we actually have 9 at home. 9 home and 8 on the road, where it was the opposite last year. So, hey, the Cowboys were undefeated at home last year. Didn't lose a game at home. Oh, well, there was a playoff game. That was one. But in the regular season.
Does it count? So, like, if we're on the schedule to play you guys in Dallas, is that a home game for us too?
Yeah, it has been. It has been. It has been. Yeah, I'm thinking that if we would just have all the Cowboys fans sell their tickets to the Packers when they play in Dallas, we actually might win that game. That could be the problem.
Yeah, maybe.
You guys love playing in Jerry World. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's a turf.
Yeah, it might be. But I'm looking forward to a rematch in the postseason next year. I think that our two squads, I'm not predicting either one of them to be the one seed and having the bye. I think we're going to be right back in the same position we were last year, where we're fighting each other right off the bat, or at least the divisional round. And that's going to be fun. We'll have a nice chat that week.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to wrap things up here shortly. What's your one hot take on the Cowboys this year?
Hot take. Ooh. I mean, I've been saying it. My biggest hot take is they're going to be a lot better than people are predicting they're going to be. I think that, you know, last year, 12-5 team, and I have no reason to believe, based on this roster that we have, again, without the injury bug, I think they're going to be right back there in the mix. So my other thing would be one of these offensive linemen we took, you know, because we took a few, you know, so I'm not going too crazy out on a limb here, but one of these three linemen that we're bringing in are going to be a Hall of Famer. And it's probably going to be Cooper Beebe. He's going to replace Zach Martin in 2 years, and then he'll be a household name. That's a hot take. I'm not putting money down on it.
That's a hot take. That's what you think. And hopefully it does happen for you guys. I wish you guys the best of luck, except for against Green Bay.
Same to you, brother. Same to you.
My hot take is defense is going to score touchdowns like crazy this year for the Packers. I think they're going to eclipse the team sack record.
Nice.
And I think Jair is going to have at least 8 picks. McKinney's going to have – he'll have a handful too. So I think the defense is going to come up punching.
I love it.
Big time.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's how you win games, man. You know, you sit here and talk about Dak Prescott and Jordan Love all day, but you win games on defense and you win games up front with those big boys. So,
and the new coaching staff that came in on the defensive side too is going to be huge. I mean, there's already a video of Halfley was already at they have pictures of him at the rookie minicamp. He's in there, the hands and knees. He's sitting there screaming and
love it.
Apparently I saw a tweet. Don't know if it's true or not. That Matt LaFleur is on the injured list. He tore his pectoral. But he's still going to show up to practice. So,
I mean, that dude's in shape. He's probably pushing that weight too hard, man. Look at McCarthy. You know, you don't ever hear McCarthy straining a calf or tearing a hamstring. I mean, all you got to do is, you know, walk up and down the buffet line on Wednesday night, you know, and you're okay. You're not going to get hurt. So McCarthy's okay there.
Oh, it reminds me of those memes of it has a picture of like Andy Reid holding the playbook from like the
it's the a front menu
side. On the back side it's a menu.
But you know, my son made a joke. We were on a pod. I was in Mississippi this week because of my son, and he's my, you know, I'm his co-host basically in the pod. But we were guests on another pod, Cowboys Can Fan, and McCarthy came up and my son said, you know, my dad always told me the best coaches are the fat guys because the fat guys have dedicated their life to coaching. If your coach is in shape, he's in the weight room for personal reasons. He's not spending time watching film. And I was like, yeah, I did say that at one point. I can't believe that you remember that. But at one point in my life, I did say that to him. So yeah. LaFleur will slow down and put a little weight on and you guys will win the Super Bowl.
He's not. Well, when McCarthy won the Super Bowl, he wasn't as big as he is now.
Yeah, he's always been big boy though.
Weight wise, he was slimmed down when he came over from San Francisco.
Yeah, he's funny because sometimes I see him and I go, man, he's really not that heavy. And then during the draft this year, he was sitting at the draft, and I'm like, man, he's put on some weight. So maybe it's the off season. Maybe he gets more. He's running around more.
When my 12-year-old was in, because you know I'm right outside of Green Bay, so when my 12-year-old was getting, was it her confirmation? I'm sitting there behind my daughter in line to get her picture taken or whatever. And I happen just to turn and look, and he was his daughter was right in front of us, and he was there. Nice. He's huge.
He still lives there, doesn't he? Does he have a place?
He has a house. His wife, yeah.
His wife's there. A buddy of mine is working at a tennis and pickleball club, and he sees Mike's wife. I guess she loves pickleball, so he sees her hanging around. You guys got such a nice little small-town community there. Could you imagine if you were living in New York City, how many times you're going to see Aaron Rodgers? I mean, never. Right? Yeah. But you're in Green Bay, you will run into those players, and I envy you guys for that. That's awesome, man. That's fantastic.
It's cool how the community comes together, and
yeah, you know, that's great.
Well, Reggie, thank you.
My pleasure, Brian. Always it was awesome. Pleasure.
We went over by about 20 minutes from our last one, but that's fine. I'm cool.
Yeah, I know, man. I mean, the only thing we're missing is a Kentucky Derby, and I don't have any money on the horses, so I'm not.
I'm wearing a hat, but in a horse racing hat, so I got to find one to fit my head. First of all, we're a size 8.
Is that a cheese pod hat, or is it? Oh, it's Packers hat. Right on.
No, I got a cheese pod sweatshirt and a T-shirt.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm over here waiting on mine. I mean, I know I haven't sent you my mailing address yet, but. I can use a cheese pod hat. I mean, you know, how many times I have to be on to get one? I mean, is there a standard?
I could talk to Joe.
All right, talk to Joe.
I will do that.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I'm giving you a hard time.
Well, all righty. Where can people find you at?
Always on X, man. I live on the X. Cowboy_Reg, and Reg is REGG. Got to have the double G. I'm over on X, and my son and I have a podcast. You could also find that on X at Sons of Star Pod. Sons of Star Pod on X. We're on YouTube. We're on Spotify. Find us on X, and you can get all those connections.
Awesome. Well, thank you. We'll have to do it again maybe right before the season starts.
Yeah. Yeah. When that schedule comes out, maybe we'll chat.
Let's do it. We'll break it down.
Take a look at that. Yeah, I love it.
For sure.
I love it.
All right, buddy.
All right, my friend.
Take care.
All right, go Cowboys and go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
I don't get a go Cowboys?
Go Cowboys.
There it is. Hey, he'll edit that out.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.